Harper Audio presents This Is Gonna Hurt, Music, Photography, and Life Through the Distorted Lens of Nikki Sixx. This is Nikki Sixx. This book is dedicated to my sister, Lisa Marie Ferrana's life. Rest in peace. For those who feel different, estranged, and like the misfits of society, may this book show the world that we're all the same. You're probably wondering why I invited you here. So here we sit, again, pen to paper, heart in hand, me whispering softly in your ear as I prepare to take you on another journey. Last time we were together in the Heroin Diaries. Now we've moved on. I, cozy in my truths, and you, sometimes agitated in your opinions of me. But we're still going to sit here together, nose to nose, pondering each other. This is gonna hurt. My dream has always been the same since I was a kid, to somehow show people life through different colored lenses. Now, more than ever, I feel it's important to see that way. We need to be aware that the warped perspectives of television, internet, and magazines are sometimes poisonous. I cannot walk down the street without feeling I am being subjected to some constant sales pitch on what we should look like, smell like, dress like, or even worse, what we should be like. I hope to take your breath away from time to time as you hear about my experiences, my life, my rants, and celebrations. I'm going to lay it all out there for the world to see, not worried about ridicule. In my short life, I have been wrong in my attitudes from time to time. I've made bad decisions that have affected others' lives. And still to this day, I work hard at spiritual growth. The fact that when death knocked at my door, I was lucky enough to tell him to come back later is reason enough to tell my story. But my story isn't so much about me as it is about life. I'm just a man with a megaphone. Maybe I'll even be telling your story. I am sure you'll let me know if it moves and motivates you. After the Heroin Diaries, I got hundreds of thousands of emails and letters telling me how readers' lives have been changed for the better. I shared my story, and maybe someone else's life was spared too. I am speaking of the families as well. If the words in this audiobook show you the beauty in the downtrodden side of our souls, I am happy. I've done my job. It's never too late to wake up. It's never too late for change. I, too, am changing. I am writing this book partly in hopes that I will move somebody to pick up a camera, write a poem, pen a song, or take a shot at any other dream. I've always said, if you can dream it, you can have it. In my heart, I'm wishing that these musings might motivate someone, somewhere, to do great things. Back when I wrote Shout at the Devil, I was motivated by anger as I shouted into a million teenage ears. As the years go by, I've become more aware that I am in a position to be heard. As I mature and become more conscious, I take this responsibility seriously. My personal struggle is this. How do I continue to do things of importance, to grow as a man, yet remain this crazy artistic father, photographer, rock and roller, and businessman, and still not lose my edge? I think the only answer is to keep digging in my past and poking at all the wounds until I've discovered and healed every last one. The pain gives me the edge. I'm grateful for it. I think I've answered a few of my own questions here in this audiobook. I try to be honest and walk my talk. I am happy to roll up my sleeves, tattoos and all, and let you see that I wear my heart for the whole world to see, scars and all. So the question is, are you ready? I am, so let's go. Chapter 1. Look Through My Cracked Viewfinder. This all started innocently enough. It was a crisp spring morning in 1989. I was newly sober and looking for something to replace the drugs that had been running through my bloodstream for years, and for some odd reason decided to go into a camera store. It was a simple little Canon 35mm SLR and a couple of lenses that started an adventure that will probably plague me forever, like music. Well, okay, to be honest, it wasn't really the beginning of me shooting pictures. I'd been snapping Polaroids of the band and our life on the road for years, but that's a different book. I believe my photography addiction somehow ties into the fact that I've always had an eye for the oddities in life. Even as a kid, I saw the world in my own way and thought most things that were different were beautiful and magical, even things that other people thought were horrifying and disgusting and weird. I'm 6 or 7 years old, walking down a street with my mother. We pass by an amputee, and I gaze at her, transfixed. "Don't stare," my mother says. Why not, I say. She's beautiful. A couple months ago, I'm sitting on a plane next to Tommy Lee. I'm on my laptop going through some of the photographs I've created. He asks to see. He clicks through a bunch, then stops and stares at one, showing an obese woman standing on a pedestal, mouth open wide in a scream, spewing some kind of clear liquid. "You know, Six," he finally says, "you're one of the most seriously fucked up people I've ever met." And he laughs, and I laugh too. But I'm thinking, man, 30 years together, and he still doesn't get me.